I'm Mary Rose. The White House has begun placing greater emphasis on cost of living concerns since this month's election losses for Republicans. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Voters in the off-year elections made it clear that pocketbook issues remain a top concern. And over the past 2.5 weeks, the Trump administration has tried to focus more on those concerns. Vice President J.D. Vance told an interviewer, "We hear you, and there's a lot more work to do." He said there had been progress on lowering prices, but he said the American people need to have a little bit of patience. And President Trump has removed some tariffs on food imports in a bid to lower grocery prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia says she will step down from Congress in January. Greene says she is resigning to avoid a primary challenge next year, which she believes would have been backed by President Trump. Her announcement follows a public split with the president in recent months over issues including the Epstein files to foreign policy and health care. The USS Gerald Ford, the most advanced U.S. aircraft carrier, has recently arrived near Venezuela as part of a military buildup in the region, coinciding with U.S. strikes on drug vessels. Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump is sending a strong message with the recent attacks on drug vessels.
Much of the military presence that we've built up in the Caribbean is directed towards these drug boats that the administration has done a great job of identifying and destroying.
At least five families say their babies were treated for infant botulism after consuming ByHeart formula months before a current outbreak was detected. More than 30 babies have been treated for the rare and life-threatening disease in an outbreak that started in August, but parents have reported that their babies who drank the formula may have been sickened as of 2024. This is SRN News. A pro-life group will spend big on the midterm elections.
A lot will be at stake in next fall's vote, including control of Congress, and SPA Pro-Life America wants to be sure the winners are those who protect unborn babies. The organization says it plans to spend $80 million to promote pro-life candidates across the nation in 2026. The focus will include Iowa, Michigan, Georgia, and North Carolina. All 435 seats in the House of Representatives will be on the line, as will one-third of the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of the most spectacular examples of Renaissance illuminated manuscripts is now on rare display. The 15th century Borso d'Este Bible is known for its miniature paintings in gold and Afghan lapis lazuli. It was unveiled this month in the Italian Senate, where it will remain on display until January 16th. It is usually kept in a safe in a library in Modena. This is SRN News. It was known as America's flagship. Now a once great luxury ocean liner is set to become an undersea attraction off Florida's Gulf Coast.
The SS United States will become a huge artificial reef off the Florida Panhandle early next year. Okaloosa County announced its final resting place will be about 22 miles southwest of Destin. The top decks will reach 60 feet below the surface, making it accessible to scuba divers. The nearly 1,000-foot vessel still holds a transatlantic speed record from its maiden voyage in 1952. The ship spent most of the year at the Port of Mobile being scoured in preparation for its sinking.
The U.S. government has released a new crash test dummy design that advocates believe will help make cars safer for women. The Department of Transportation says it will consider using the dummy in the government's five-star safety ratings once a final rule is adopted. Women are 73% more likely than men to be injured in a head-on crash. More details, SRNNews.com.